Hi there, it's Nikki. I wanted to take a quick minute to make sure you knew about our free on-demand copywriting training. Whether you're brand new to copywriting or you just can't seem to hit your income goals, this training is for you. You'll learn the three secrets to landing freelance copywriting work without wasting time on frustrating job bidding sites like Upwork and Fiverr or cold calling strangers. And if you've listened to any of the student stories on this podcast, this is the exact same training they all got started with. I'm talking about KK, who's making six figures working part-time and who just retired her husband to help her run the business. Stuart, who replaced his full-time salary with freelance copywriting work and then some. Stacy, who hit six figures in 6 months, her very first year as a full-time freelancer. Ashley, who landed the in-house copywriting job of her dreams. They all started with this free training, and you can get started with that same training too. Sign up right now at freecopywritingtraining.com. Are you ready to learn the keys to copywriting success? My name is Nikki Krawczyk, and I've been a copywriter for more than 20 years, writing for multi-billion dollar companies down to solopreneurs and every size business in between. My co-host Kate Sitars and I, along with the rest of the Filthy Rich Writer team, are sharing everything we've learned in our decades in the industry so that you can start and scale a successful copywriting business of your own. To us, being filthy rich means having a job you love, being good at what you do, and making great money doing it. Let's dig in. Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Build Your Copywriting Business podcast. Hey there, Kate.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Okay, guys. Today, we are going to talk about celebrating. And quite frankly, I'm so sorry that you missed Kate and I singing Celebrate before. No, I think that's just cruel.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Okay. All right. So yeah, now they're like, unsubscribe. Please keep following us. I promise that'll be the last time we sing, except in the bloopers. But the reason that we wanted to talk about this is because, first of all, celebrating is important, but also that what we tend to celebrate are hitting the big milestones, or what we think we're going to celebrate is hitting the big milestones. But we'll talk more about that in just a second. But we think, oh my gosh, I'm going to celebrate when I land my first client. I'm going to celebrate when I have my first 5K month. I'm going to celebrate when I have my first 10K month. I'm going to celebrate the big stuff. And yes, absolutely, certainly celebrate that too. But that's not the only stuff that you should be celebrating.
No, quite frankly, the whole, I know this sounds cheesy, but bear with me. The journey is what life is. Life is a journey. And if we're not stopping along to actually enjoy and pause and take moments to celebrate what we've accomplished along that journey, we're going to have a life that's very filled with minimal celebration. And I don't know about you, but that's not the life I want to live. I want to be celebrating the fact that it's a Monday and I am doing what it is that I like to do and that I'm not having to, you know, go to an office that I feel miserable at or whatever it is, just the small opportunities to be grateful in life. And so not that this is about gratitude, but of course it is, but it's celebrating every stage of that journey, because really what a big milestone is made up of a lot of small milestones. We think, okay, it's just suddenly I go from making no money as a copywriter to making a couple thousand a month to hitting 10,000 a month. And that's not the reality of how it works. Each step of the way, there are important things that you've done to get over resistance, to make progress on goals that seemed hard, to do things that get out of your comfort zone. And all of that is stuff you should be patting yourself on, not just patting yourself on the back. That seems condescending almost, but to actually genuinely celebrate yourself and to say, look what I accomplished that, you know, a week ago, a day ago, even that I didn't think I had, maybe not even the ability to do, because obviously you believe you can do it, but that you didn't feel comfortable doing, that you felt like was going to be a real challenge and probably did feel like a real challenge for you, but you did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And it's not just the first either. When we start to think about like, what are your small wins? It could be like, well, I had my first client call. Yeah, celebrate that. Or, you know, I sent out my first quote, or I did my first. Awesome. But also think about the other things that take you out of your comfort zone. Like, I had a client call with a company that is the biggest company that I've talked to yet. Or I had a client call with a company that I'm really, really excited about working with. That is something to celebrate. Whether or not you get the job, it's worth celebrating every time you take these steps. Or I just signed up to do a project that is my biggest project yet. Or I signed up to do a project with that includes a video script, and I haven't done a video script. So I went into the CCA and watched the write video scripts bonus. But I did something new. That is worth celebrating. I told someone I went to high school with that I'm now a copywriter, or I did all of these things. Anything that makes us a little bit uncomfortable, anything that takes us outside of our comfort zone, when we do it, those things are worth celebrating and worth saying and taking a moment to acknowledge yourself for the fact that you've gotten outside of your comfort zone. And I will say too, you celebrate it with yourself. It may be that the people in your immediate vicinity don't quite get it. And I don't mean this in a way that like, oh, your mom or your husband or your wife or your kids or whatever, they just may not understand. When you say, I just got off a client call with this client and I wear their leggings or whatever, you can know that that's a big deal, but the people in your life may not quite understand. They're like, oh, that's cool. They may not understand quite how monumental that is. Don't let that be any kind of reflection on how proud you should feel of yourself. And CCA students, you know that a really great place to celebrate is in our student-only Facebook group, where the people, where we all understand.
We get it.
Yes, we get what a big deal it is. But don't let the people in your life who love you, but they may not be in the position to fully just understand what it means to do something. Don't let that affect the level to which you celebrate. If you're feeling proud about yourself and you share that with someone you love who just kind of and how could they, right? They don't understand it. Don't let that make you celebrate, make you feel any less, make you feel any less proud of yourself.
Yeah, and even when you're first starting out, the fact that you are even thinking about making this change is actually something to celebrate. So many of you have probably, you know, maybe already decided you're going into copywriting, but even if you hadn't, or maybe you've started the training and you're still like on the fence, but you're doing it. I would highly recommend, for a lot of our audience would find this book interesting. It's called The Perfectionist Guide to Losing Control. And in it, I'm not quite finished with it yet, but I do recommend it already. She talks about the five stages of change, and we blow through the fact that we think that like change just means taking action, when actually there are two stages before that. Of one, you're just kind of going on in your life and doing what you've kind of always been done. But then the fact that you recognize that there's an opportunity and you're thinking about what's next, that's a huge mindset shift in and of itself. And that's a win, that you're even opening up yourself to the possibility that there's other options. It's really hard to get outside of our comfort zone. And so, yes, a lot of that involves taking action. And that's, you know, stage three and four and beyond. Four is actually, you know, the consistency, because we think, oh, okay, we started taking action and now it's going to be easy. No. The consistent doing the work and showing up every day. If you've ever, you know, bought a gym membership and started going to the gym, you know that at a certain point, that maintenance is real hard. So it helps to have people, you know, helping keep you accountable, help supporting you. And so CCA students, you know, you have that support in the group and on the coaching calls, obviously. But knowing that even just those first stages that we just discount, well, I'm not even doing anything, so what is there to celebrate? Well, you're opening up to yourself to the possibility. And so recognizing those moments that, okay, this is a big deal for me. It's uncomfortable, but I'm still entertaining the possibility that this is something I want to do and pursue. And you might have, to Nikki's point, not just people that don't understand it, but people who actively they love you, they care about you, but are afraid for you. And they're projecting that fear onto you, and they're kind of holding you back in some ways. And you're getting that secondhand anxiety from them of, oh, maybe I shouldn't do this. Maybe I shouldn't move forward with my copywriting career. But you're doing, that's a win in and of itself, that despite all of this around you and despite what you're facing and all the resistance and all of its ways that it's coming up, that you're still showing up and doing the thing. And just making a change in your life is hard. So celebrate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you think too about how many people don't make changes in their lives, I will tell you that one of the most interesting things about creating these courses and creating our all of our brands has been the things that I've learned about human beings. But the vast majority of people will continue along in discomfort for most of their lives. They'll go to a job they don't really like. They don't feel fulfilled. Either they don't feel happy or they actively feel unhappy, but they will never make changes. They might kind of consider changes, or they might wish the changes would happen to them, you know, a lottery win or something like that. But most people won't make those changes. So if you, mm-hmm. and I think that you are listening to this or watching this, you're the kind of person who's going, look, I want something different. And I understand that it's not going to be easy. I understand that, well, there may be some parts of it easy and there's some parts that'll be a little challenging. I understand that. And I'm going to take steps forward anyway. I understand that there are going to be wins and those feel great. And I understand that there are going to be some challenges and those are going to maybe make me feel a little bit of self-doubt. But just by virtue of the fact that you are willing to make a change in your life, that, to Kate's point, that is worth celebrating. So few people actually do it. And I think that sometimes when we do things, we discount them because it's us. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, for example, so many of our students and so many of you guys listening and watching are naturally gifted writers, right? And so we think to ourselves, well, we find ourselves thinking, well, everybody can write. Like I can write, but everybody can write. And that's not true. That is not true. I would say most people have a great deal of trouble communicating via writing. And this is that same kind of thing where we think, well, yeah, I did it, but like anybody could do this and anybody could, you know, start a new career and anybody, but most people don't. Most people don't. Mm-hmm. And it's worth celebrating the fact that you are moving. Even if you're taking baby steps, you're still taking steps, and that is worth celebrate the big steps, but celebrate the baby steps too.
Yeah. 15 minutes today is 15 more minutes than you did yesterday. And, you know, it's all too easy to go an entire year, you know, thinking, well, it's just too big of a thing to accomplish. And then you're in the same place that you were, versus even if you're doing something, and I was going to say, I'm going to say imperfect because everything's imperfect, but you're doing it, you know, you're taking any action you take is compounding on itself later. Mm-hmm. You're setting yourself up to build and build and build. And that's how things actually get done. Mm-hmm. And so each of those steps is worth saying, you know what? I'm proud that I put in 15 minutes today and that's all I had to give today. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah.
Versus beating ourselves up, I think, is the natural instinct to say, well, I have nothing to celebrate because I wanted to spend 2 hours on my copywriting business and I only did half an hour, whatever it is.
Well,
no, you did more than you did yesterday.
Exactly. And there's the concept of like, well, it's going to take me a year. I don't have much time. So it's going to take me a year to fully get through this course and land, get a full client base. It's going to take me a year to actually get to the point where I'm successful. Okay, well, here's the thing. That year is going to pass anyway. So you can either be just a year older or be a year older with a full copywriting business, full new mm-hmm. career. That year is going to pass, but you get to choose how you spend the time. And you may find that maybe it doesn't take you a full year.
I was going to say, frankly, it might not take you that long.
Yeah. You don't know until you get into it, but it's the getting into it that is one of the many things that you should celebrate.
Yeah. And I think for those of you who have been doing this for a while, the kind of same thing starts to happen is you've been cruising along with your copywriting business and, you know, you've hit your goals. And then we stop celebrating. At a certain point, we just look at what's in the future. We look so far ahead in the future of how can I scale my business? What's next? Am I going to hire someone? Am I going to build an agency? Am I all of these possibilities? And you're so focused on these huge goals, which are great, absolutely. But then we're not taking the time to enjoy what we've built and to pause and say, look what I've done. Look what I've accomplished. How incredible is this that I am running my own copywriting business, that I get to choose who I work with, that I get to set my own rates, all of these things that we don't take the time to just pause and say, hey, you know what? Like, look what I've done. Mm-hmm. This is pretty cool. And continuing to celebrate, even if quite frankly, for me, my business for at least probably a year was just, okay, I hit a certain point and now I'm going to hang out there. But that's not a bad thing. That's not something to beat myself up over. That's okay, cool. I've maintained this business and I've kind of given myself space to say, okay, what's next? And maybe nothing is next. Maybe I'm enjoying this, but that's still reason to celebrate. And it's not reason for me to just, you know, I love champagne. I'm going to keep finding excuses to pop those bottles of champagne. I know people have heard it on episode before, but that's a great way to celebrate goals is to write some of them on champagne bottles and then pop them. But make sure those goals aren't necessarily, they don't have to be huge. They can be some big ones and they can be, you know what? I got through quarter one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. Well, I think too, especially if you're listening and you are maybe not hitting big goals yet, if you're maybe you're getting started, or maybe you're, you know, you're hitting 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,000 a month, you know, whatever, you may think like, when I hit $10,000 months, I'm going to celebrate like crazy. It's going to be amazing. But you will be so surprised at how quickly you get acclimated and you blow past that number and you go, oh, I did it. Well, that's nice. And then on to the next thing. And you may spend a moment going, oh, okay, great. Oh, great. And then every win like that, small and big, take a moment to relish that, because a lot of people will never put in the effort together. Is it possible for everyone? Yeah, it actually is. But a lot of people won't put in the dedication to get to that point. So it is surprisingly easy to blow past the milestones. I did it myself for something this year until a friend was like, hey, I sent you a gift because you mentioned this and that's a big deal. And I went, oh gosh, she's right. And I took that gift and I celebrated in that moment because we're doing big things. And sometimes we're even doing big things every day. And if we don't take the time to acknowledge that, nobody else is. I mean, you may have a good friend who will hear you say something and will send something along because they're clued into that and they know that you do need to take, but not all of our friends are going to be that attuned and that adept at your emotional intelligence, their emotional intelligence. So you have to be the one to say, hey, you know what? This is a big deal. And even if it's, you know what, I'm going to get off work early today. I'm going to spend it. You know, I'm just going to go to Starbucks for a half hour. I'm going to get myself a special latte and I'm going to sit there and I'm going to think just for 20 minutes about how awesome it is that I control my own schedule and I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. It doesn't have, yes, open a bottle of champagne if you want to. We will never say no to that. But it can be something small. It can be, you know, I'm going to go sit outside for a half hour and I'm going to just reflect on the fact that I have come so far and I'm really going to celebrate it. Do something that is meaningful for you. But the key is to do it.
Yeah. I think too often we think, well, I'm going to celebrate and it has to be this big. I'm going to take a trip to Argentina for a month or whatever it is. And like, absolutely, if that's something you want to do, 100% do it. But there are all these other ways that we can do it, whether it's, I'm going to take a bubble bath. I'm going to buy a fancy chocolate bar instead of the normal chocolate that I eat. Or to Nikki's point, a latte with extra syrups that's extra money. And you know what? That's fine because I hit a goal, or not even, I don't want to say goal, but just I did something that felt
challenging,
uncomfortable to mm-hmm. do or challenging. And there's just so many ways to celebrate. So honestly, I would take some time, make a list of what brings you joy. What are the things big and small that bring you joy? And just have that list handy to say, okay, you know what? I need to celebrate today because I did this thing. And I maybe it was a couple days ago or a week and you realize, oh yeah, that happened. And I didn't take time to enjoy it and relish in my success. So have that list handy and say, which of these things, maybe it's going out to dinner. Maybe it's grabbing lunch for yourself. Maybe it's treating yourself to fast food because you don't normally like fast food, but that's a celebratory thing, or getting ice cream or whatever it is. A lot of food and drink, I feel like, is clearly on my list.
It's lunchtime. We're getting hungry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But make a list for yourself so that you're not, oh, what should I do? Or this doesn't feel big enough to celebrate. But again, okay, then have a piece of chocolate. Like it can be something just to mark these moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, this doesn't feel big enough to celebrate. You know what? It probably is. And CCA students, go share it in the Facebook group. First of all, because you deserve to be acknowledged for it. Whatever your win is, well, I got on a call with this new client, or I hit 10,000, whatever, or any number of the things that we've been talking about, and plenty that we have not even thought of. Go share it in the
Started
Facebook
your
group.
Portfolio site, yes. Did the homepage, did a portfolio, did the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe you watched the foundations module. That's huge in and of itself that you worked through and made progress.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it can be really anything.
Exactly. Share it in the group, get some acknowledgement. And also too, don't forget that when you share those wins, you encourage and you inspire other people. When other people mm-hmm. see you doing it, we hear this from students all the time who say, oh, I heard them on the podcast, or I saw them in the group and I did this and I thought, well, if they can do it, then maybe I can do it too. So your wins, you celebrating your wins, is not even just about you. It's about encouraging and inspiring other people as well.
Yeah, and giving yourself permission and giving other people permission to celebrate these things and not feel like we have to wait for some big moment to do so, that we can and we should be celebrating the whole thing mm-hmm. along the whole journey, which
the whole journey.
I know. We love that word, but
this episode was brought to you by The Bachelor. No, but joking aside, it's we felt very strongly about putting together this episode because it is so easy to let the things that we do, just pat the little things and the big things that we get out of our comfort zones, it's so easy to let them pass by when they deserve and you deserve to be recognized for that. And also too, you know, when you get out of your comfort zone and you recognize yourself for it, it helps build up that ability to get out of your comfort zone. It makes it that much easier next time. It's never going to be completely easy because our comfort zones keep getting bigger and bigger, believe me, but it does make it a little bit easier to know that there is some recognition on the other side, even when things don't go well. Oh, I got in a call with the biggest client yet, but I didn't get the work. But you know what? It was still a win. You got on the call with the biggest client yet. And all right, next time you'll get on the call with another big client, you'll land it. But even when things aren't perfect, imperfect, taking these steps, getting a little bit outside of your comfort zone is so worthy of you celebrating them and you celebrating yourself. So we cannot encourage you enough to look at your wins, to celebrate your wins, and keep a running list of your wins so that, you know, at the end of the quarter, at the end of the year, you can look back and see all of the stuff that you've accomplished and see how far you've come, because that is an important celebration as well. So if you do not have that list yet, or if it's been a while since you have acknowledged some of your wins, big or small, today might be a really great day to, if not actually doing, to put a plan in place to acknowledge them. Today is, in fact, I would go so far as to say, the perfect day to start doing that.
It is the perfect day.
With that, we'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Like what you heard? Subscribe to the Build Your Copywriting Business podcast so you never miss any copywriting tips, tools, or tactics. And if you think copywriting might be right for you, check out our free on-demand video training at freecopywritingtraining.com. We'll catch you in the next episode.